With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump will lead the GOP in a third consecutive presidential election after clinching the nomination today. With wins in Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington State, Mr. Trump surpassed the 1,215 delegate threshold needed to become the presumptive Republican nominee. Some Republicans are drawing comparisons between the Democrats' treatment of freshman Alabama Senator Katie Britt and a former VP running mate.
Britt has been subject to criticism since her GOP response to the president's State of the Union address, some coming from Republicans. However, some in the GOP say the over-the-top lampooning of Britt by Democrats reminds them of the visceral hatred liberals showed toward then-Alaska Governor Sarah Palin when she was John McCain's running mate. Britt is also seen as a potential vice presidential running mate. One GOP insider say Democrats fear could peel away women voters from Joe Biden in November. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, bitter fighting in Ukraine.
Ukrainian officials say long-range drones smashed into two oil facilities deep inside Russia on Tuesday. The attack by waves of drones across eight regions of Russia displayed Kyiv's expanding technological capacity as the war extends into its third year. And a cross-border ground assault also weakened President Vladimir Putin's argument that life in Russia has been unaffected by the war. Kyiv officials say the soldiers are Russian volunteers fighting for Ukraine. The Russian Defense Ministry says its military and security forces killed 234 fighters while thwarting the incursion. I'm Norman Hall.
An aid ship with 200 tons of food sailing to Gaza. It is a pilot program for the opening of a sea corridor to the territory where the war has driven thousands of people to the brink of starvation. This is SRN News. The president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says President Biden's view on abortion is a change from his earlier stance.
President Biden, as Senator Biden and Vice President Biden, opposed government funding of abortion, but he has now shifted to enthusiastic support and demand for taxpayer support for abortion. He's made abortion a weapon in American foreign policy as well. He is the doddering but dangerous chief executive serving the culture of death.
In his daily briefing, Dr. Albert Mohler says the president's shift on abortion appears to be politically motivated.
President Joe Biden now openly and unabashedly embraces the culture of death. He clearly understands abortion as the main issue that just might keep him in the White House for another four-year term.
And Mohler warns the president's current position and the current position of the Democrats far more radically pro-abortion than even Roe versus Wade. This is SRN News. Well, libraries across the United States struggling now to cover the cost of e-books.
The digital copies of books often cost libraries four or more times the price consumers pay. And unlike paper books, an e-book doesn't last. The libraries are only leasing their copies from digital publishing platforms. After a year or two, the e-books expire. Librarians in some states are pushing for legislation that would help lower their costs. Publishers are fighting these proposals, saying they undermine intellectual property rights. John Scott reporting.
New York Times fighting off Wordle clones. It argues the numerous games inspired by the popular word-guessing game infringe on its copyright protections. After Wordle skyrocketed to internet fame, hundreds of copycats came out and emerged over the last few years. More details at SRNnews.com.